the Democratic candidate for governor is Pete Gosar. Gosar is a Pinedale native who is the former chairman of the state Democratic Party, and he currently serves on the State Board of Education. He's a state pilot, a former school teacher, and in college he was a star defensive player for the Wyoming Cowboys. Gosar has been critical of Governor Meade's leadership when it comes to issues like Medicaid expansion and has accused Meade of playing politics with his decisions. He joins us to discuss some issues. Common Core, you're on the State Board of Education. Do you still support that, and would you continue to fight for it?
I do support Common Core, and I think that you have to trust your educational professionals, and I think if people will go to their local school districts and talk to the teachers and principals and administrators and people in the building, say, well, what do you like and what don't you like? And I think that they'll find, by and large, that people support Common Core. I think that it takes away some of the problems we've had with the siloing of education, where we take math in math class and language arts in language arts class, and we don't ever mix the two vocabularies and the two ideas. And I don't think that that's how education is really well done. And so I think that, people that that have a problem with Common Core, many times it's a misinformation. I think that a lot of times people think that standards are what's taught in the classroom, and that's not how it is. Standards are set a benchmark, and however you decide to get to that benchmark at your local district, by statute, that's yours to decide.
Why is that better than setting our own standards and doing something Wyoming-driven?
Well, I think that, there has been a big move to accountability and spending money and have some accountability for it. And I think that those are important topics to choose from. But I think that you have to have consistency. As I travel around the state, school districts say, well, if you're going to set the bar, but leave it there. Don't continually change the goalposts for us. And I think that is something that's not well understood. Some districts are in pretty deep into Common Core, and they really like it. And so when you remove it, what do you remove it to? And what do you do with those millions of dollars that they spent and all that time that they've taken their schools to be in compliance with the Common Core and to be using it and being happy with it? And so, I think that you have an opportunity as the governor, as the chief executive, to get folks and say, here's a bunch of teachers from around the state, and this is why they like it. Maybe you ought to rethink what your position is on Common Core. Maybe is there something we can do to make the understanding better, to make it more well known what the difference between standards and curriculum is? And I think that's really important.
I noticed we talked to Governor Meade on Medicaid expansion, and when he was talking, that you guys jumped on a couple of things that he said and have wondered if he's been wavering on this issue. Is that your sense, is that maybe he's kind of gone both ways on that particular topic?
I believe so, and I welcome the new move because I think it gets you closer to people having health insurance, and this is something that's really important. I think not many people understand in Wyoming the Medicaid expansion might be the difference between them closing a hospital and one keeping its doors open. And so when I talk to folks in rural communities, I say, understand Medicaid expansion, and it's unfortunate that it boils down to this, but if you don't like Medicaid expansion, get a reliable car because you're going to be traveling for health care. And that's important, and the governor knows that. He's known that for some time. And so I welcome his movement towards some common sense on this, but I'd like to see him get there a lot sooner. I think last legislative session with a little leadership from the governor's office, I think we might have gotten that through. Medicaid expansion gained some momentum. And, because it's a decent thing to do, it's the smart thing to do, it's economically the right thing to do. And I think, when you make decisions where all those three things go against you and many more, then maybe you have some explaining to do. And I think over the next few months, if Governor Meade is their nominee, I'd like to have a conversation about that, because if I know it, I believe the governor's office should know it.
My sense, and I haven't polled it, but we're going to here soon, but my sense is that in Wyoming, the Affordable Care Act is not popular. And you've got a lot of people that have expressed those concerns who have been elected to some offices and some people who have not. But can you make that thing work for us here in Wyoming?
Well, I think you can. I think there was a study that just was produced last week that showed those Republican states and those rural states that embraced Medicaid expansion and pieces of the Affordable Care Act saw their uninsured rates drop dramatically. I think Arkansas, was the poster child, 22% uninsured beforehand, now down to 12%. And that was surprising to statisticians and people involved in healthcare. And so I think here's an opportunity. We've passed up $69+ million since January 1st, 2014. Now that money went somewhere, and it was money we already had put into the federal government's coffers. I'm not sure why we wouldn't bring it back, and I'm not sure why that couldn't be used for disability waivers, for mental health, for helping shore up the state hospital, the Pioneer Home. You know, those things that really need to be done. And for me, it's a short-sighted, and quite honestly, it smacks of politics, and it's one of the reasons that I run today.
We're seeing a lot of saving by the state legislature and by the state of Wyoming in a variety of accounts. Do you favor that strategy, that philosophy, or would you like to see more of that go back into things?
Well, I think that I hear around the state, and as I've been born and raised here a long time, you hear, let's run the state like a business. And I agree with that. I think that's important. But no business I know that's in it for the long haul doesn't return money into investments, doesn't put research and development money. And I think about infrastructure. You know, we haven't really materially changed and diversified our economy since I was a young kid in Pinedale. Well, you have to do some things in infrastructure to allow that to happen. I think that if you don't, then you set yourself up for a failing system. And you know, companies, especially cutting-edge companies, are not going to come into a place where roads are destroyed, where water lines break. And you need to establish that infrastructure for places and businesses to be engaged. And then I think you need to focus perhaps more on local businesses and helping them with the Wyoming Business Council, the Market Research Center, helping them to be successful.
Are there kind of businesses that you would target?
Well, I think, for instance, one that slipped through our fingers that looks like this time, but maybe it's not completely gone. You look at Elon Musk and Tesla Motors and the lithium-ion battery factory. You know, it's not well understood that we have one of the biggest lithium deposits in Sweetwater County. We need soda ash in my understanding, to make that into lithium batteries. And here they are 20 and 30 miles apart on a major highway system and interstate. And why we're not talking about that is foolish to me. Here's the future, at least part of it. You know, those batteries and those cars, they're run in everything. It's not just Tesla cars. Every major automotive company is moving that way. And we had an opportunity to work and to bid on a $5 billion battery factory. And who knows, you can only imagine the startups that would spring up around that. And why we didn't talk about it when we have the resources here, it's shocking to me, because here was an opportunity for me, a gimme, to try to diversify your economy, and we didn't even talk.
You'll be successful in this campaign if?
I'll be successful if, you know, that people are attuned to a different way of looking at things, that if the conversation is, how do we want to move Wyoming forward, that we can do great things here. And if the conversation talks about the future and about people willing to put aside partisanship and their political careers and just work on solutions, well, then I like my chances.
Pete Gosar, thank you.
Thanks, Bob. I appreciate it.